Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for David Shukra'ala ben Rachel, Abracha Batzlecha B'chom Asei Yadav, and Rachel Bat Geula, Abracha Batzlecha B'chom Asei Adeha, and for Sheni Chana Batz Malka, Abracha Batzlecha B'chom Asei Adeha, and for Gilad Shoshana Batz Necha Gittol, Abracha Batzlecha B'chom Asei Adeha, Zara Shel Kayama. We're going to be basing this shir on Parashas Vayishlach and a shir given by Hagon Rav Moshe Shapira Zetzal. And the pasuk Vayaretz Esav Lekrasa Vayechapkeu Vayipal Al Tzavarav Vayishkeu Vayivku. Esav ran to him and he hugged him, fell on his neck and he kissed him and he cried. Rashi brings the Medrash Amar Bshem Bar Yerchai Halachi Biyadu Esav Sonei Liyakov El Shenichmu Racham Av Bosasha Vinishko B'chol Libo. Rav Shem Bar Yochai says that halacha is, everyone knows, that Esav hates Yaakov, but rather at that time he had mercy on him and he kissed him with all of his heart. This phenomenon that Esav hates Yaakov, which we live for many generations, is an established fact, but it's very difficult to understand. How do we understand such a thing? Many different explanations have been given why there is this eternal hatred for the Jewish people. People hate Jews. Many people never even met a Jew and they hate us without ever having met us. So the task that we have here is to try to understand this sinna. Why they would make all of these blood libels, that we take the blood of children and we use them in our matzah, or the prodigals of the elder of Zion, that a few old Jews sat up late at night and made decisions how they're going to conquer the world. This is an embarrassment even to the intelligence of a child. Many, many years. So how do we explain this hatred? Also, as the Lashon in Chazal of Halacha, what's the Halacha here? Halacha is usually when Torah is practiced. Torah miyusemet l'maaseh b'tnagut misuyemet. How we go, how we act, how we behave. So when it says Halacha b'yadu sheisav son el Yaakov, this is a chalos shel Torah al seder olam. To Dabra Hamischayev in Torah, like a halachas hanaga befoal. This is the hanaga befoal that has to be. But why is that? Well, where do you see this halacha that the biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov, that there has to be anti-Semitism? There is a phenomenon that's very difficult to understand in the world that starts from Adam Arishon and continues for generations. The world is split up into two. Started with Adam, one was a tzaddik, and one was a rasha, Cain and Hevel. Cain was kina de masavosa, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim. He was a Cain of tumah, of evil. And then Hevel was innocent, he was killed. So we see with Noach, he was good, but then he had Cham, who wasn't so good. And then by Avram, also Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav. And even by Yaakov, it says in the Arizal that the brothers thought that Yosef represents the evil in the house of Yaakov. They thought that he's the Cain, he's the Cham, he's the Yishmael. And therefore they ran after him. And they had a point, because it was originally split up into good and evil. But the Nekudat HaTaut was that Miyakov and on, it's not going to be like that. And Bemis, that's the Kash of Job, like it says in Bava Basra, Tezayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabba, Bikesh Yov Lafoch HaKar Alpia. It says in the Pasuk, Al Datcha, Kilo Ersha, Vein Miyotcha Matzliv, Amar Rabba, Bikesh Yov Lifter, Solem and Adin. Amar l'fan of Rabbanu Shalom, Baras Hashor, Parasos of Stukos, Baras Hachomor, Parasos of Klutos, Baras Haganeden, Baras Haganeden, Baras Hastikim, Baras Rishayim, Yimei HaGabal Yotcha. Rashi says it's zeti hartiv, zeti meisa, ko bal yadcha tabarasa bo simani tuma. Baras a tzaddikim ay de yetzer tov, baras rishayim ay de yetzer ra, lefikach ay nitzon biyadcha kim yakev anusim hem achotim. You have made a tiny, said you made something's good, something's evil, something's pure, something's impure. Tuma and tara, simani tuma, simani tara. So you create a rishayim, the yetzer har for the rishayim, nobody can be saved from you. Ve'im yadcha matzil. There's nobody to save from you. We're on us. What are we supposed to do? You created such a world. So those who sin are anusim. It's not their fault. And what did the Gemara say? Says, what did Eov's friends answer him? Afata tafir yira v'tigra sicha lifnei kel. That bara kadosh baruch hu yetzahara bara lo torah tavlin. Kadosh baruch hu created the yetzahara, in fact, but he also created the Torah as a tavlin, as a spice. Rashi says that it's mevatel hurei avera and pagav b'chol menuvel zeh mashchel beis medrash v'meven hu nimoach hilkach l'avanusim ninu shrei chol mahatzelatz, and they're not anus. They can save themselves. They're not anus. They can save themselves. They go learn. They do the right thing. You're right. There is a bria. There are tzaddikim. There are rishayim. Kach olam mitchalek. But don't think for a second that it has to be that way. It could just as well be that the tzaddikim, the rishayim, can overcome their yetzer hara. They can become tzaddikim, and even people who have inclinations towards being good and righteous, they can also do evil. So we really have choice. But usually, the world doesn't work out that way. Usually people inclined towards tzidkus are tzaddikim, and usually people inclined towards rishus are rishayim. Usually the seder is barasa tzaddikim, barasa rishayim. There we go, the filat seder of how we were created. So what's the omik here? In order to understand, we have to go into very fundamental principles. The many chokrim investigate shonim achronim. What's the purpose of creation? The Arizal opens up Sefer Yitzchayim with this question: what was the ikar ratzon bebriyas ha'olam? And the deepest and most rooted answer for this question is: this is obviously a much bigger topic, and we'll bring it here with tamtzis, kitzer. As the Arizal brings the Zohar on Raya Mehimna and Parshas Pinchas, Shekiviyachol Barei Olam Bara Se'olam Kedei Sheyikare B'Shmoysev. That God created the world in order that they should call out His names. V'inyan Bria Se'olam with Shemos. When a person is alone, there's no meaning for a name. A person doesn't know himself because of his name. Oh, I'm Moishe Weinstein. Nice to meet me. No, that's not how you recognize yourself. You know yourself. And therefore for you, the name is Chasar Mashmut. It lacks meaning. Names are possible only when there are Nivraim, people created, that will call out these names. So God wanted us to call His name. So God's mitzias to us, to those who are created by Him, is b'shemos, with His names. So here there's a chiddush inyan al de abriya. This gives the nevraim a kiyum by adding on something that wouldn't be without them. And that's what allows us to have him kiyum in the mitzias. And that's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, in Hamad Beis, Vamaram Rabbi Yechanan, Asin tzaddikim shenikroim al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar kol hanikra b'shmi v'lechvodi b'rasiv yitzartiv afas yisiv. Then in the future tzaddikim might be called by God's names, by God's name. Kol hanikra b'shmi, everyone called by my name, God's names, through us, they become a mitzius of emes, because we can call out His name. And therefore it applies to us, it's ours, we're called in His name, we're mekad shei shmo, we're korei shmo. Like the pasuk says, "B'chol makom muktar mugash l'shmi malachi aleph yud aleph." It's brought to Hashem's name. The name of God is miskayim through us. Now, this inyan called shame is us. It's our job to call out the name. So here there's something very, very deep. It's known, the words of Chazal, as the Ramban quotes, the beginning of his Akdamah to the Perush and the Torah, that the whole Torah are the names of Hashem. All the letters of the Torah, if they'd be scrambled differently than they are, now they're written in such a way we can read a story and read halachas. But if you'd scramble them a different way, it'd be the names of Hashem. They're all Tserufei Shemus of Hashem. Shmo Sov of Hashem is the Gilui Midos of Vahanagosef. That's the revelation of his Midos, of his Anhagos, of his Ratzon. Now, just like the whole Bria is Mischalik Lishnayim, so too the Torah is Mechulak Laasei Velosasei. The Torah includes Mitzvah Asei, and also mitzvah lo saseh, things you have to do and things you're not allowed to do. So just like the Bria split up into two, into good and evil, so too the Torah split up into two, do's and don'ts. So it comes out that the whole world, the whole system, is split up into two: things you have to run after and do, mitzvah saseh, and things you have to stay away from. Now, those who are over on a mitzvah list say there are punishments mentioned in the Torah. And if there's no other punishment mentioned, then if a person is over on a losa, say it's chayv malchus. And even on a lav shem bo maisa, there's a man di omar that he gets malchus. And the purpose of all these punishments is how to take divrei Torah even out of the system of against God's will. In other words, the revelations of Divrei Torah have to come no matter what. In any case, from any place. And so the Torah is revealed also through somebody who's chayev. He did something wrong. And he shows with his body how somebody who's over on Ratzon Hashem is also a gilui of Torah. Ubitzafocha shel b'shech hashbon yotzei. שמתגלה כבודו יתברך גם מן הטוב שמטיבים הצדיקים וגם מן הרע שעושים הרשעים. So you see God in everything, from the good of the tzaddikim, from the ra and the rishayim, when they get their punishment. The Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Samach Tes why ein onshim elam ken mashirim. And it's not enough just to punish, you have to warn first. Why can't we just have a punishment? Why do you also have to warn? First don't do it, and then a punishment. So now the Chinuch says a huge chiddush, that if not for the Azhara, if not for the warning that says don't do this, and reveals that this is against the Ratzon of the Borei Olam, you would think that there's a possibility to serve Hashem in such a way that you'll be Mekayim the Yisurim, you'll do the Yisurim, you'll get your punishment. And then, that's the way of showing God in the world, by being punished. So in other words, the Havamina, that you have the option of doing the Aveira, you'll just get punished, and that's also great. You'll reveal God in the world. Therefore, you need an Asar. Say, no, we don't want you to do it. This is in the Kisvei Arizal, that even the Onish itself is the Aveira. Even the onish itself is an aveira. Explains the Mishnah, schar mitzvah mitzvah, hefsed aveira aveira. The schar that a person is makabel is a mitzvah, because that's the ratzon of Hashem, to give good to those who do good. And the punishment, lovrei aveira, is an aveira, because God doesn't want to give a punishment. But then you run into an ein l'davar self, because now he deserves a punishment for being punished. And then he deserves a punishment for being punished for being punished. And then he deserves a punishment for being... He can go on and on and on. He keeps being punished again because he got punished. That's against the Ratzon of Hashem. Ain kana makom laharich b'zeh. But God doesn't really want to give the punishment. Therefore, the punishment is also an Avera. But the Onesh is still Megal, it reveals two ways of showing something is true. You could show it's true by proving it's true, Nikarim Divrei Emes, and you could prove it's true by showing the Sheker. And that's how you get to the truth. These are the two ways we have seeing God. One, B'kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the other one, which is not desirable, but also, it's also Kayim with Averis. And in every way, Hashem's Shemos, Hashem's Hanhaga, the way God runs the world is going to be revealed. And that's the purpose of creation, according to the Arizal. Kach melavdim otanu rabotenu. שבסופו של דבר הבריאה נבראה כדי שגם מאותו הצד שמכחיש וכופר שדוחה בשתי ידיים ואינו מקבל את הגילוי שמגלה הבורא עולם אף משם מהמקום שמתחלל יתקדש השם זהו העומק המיוחד שאותו כביכול בורא עולם רצה לעלות מן העולם שיש בו רע יסוד הדבר הרע נברא בעולם וכמובן שאולי שנברא הרע אין שום תכלית בעולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא יכול היה לברוא עולם להשפיע טוב. אך כידוע אין זה טוב אמיתי, זה לא קיום. והתורה ניתנה כדי לאפשר לאדם קיום בדין. הדברים מפורסמים וכל אדם צריך לשנן זאת בכל יום. החידוש הגדול צריך לעלות מהעולם שנבראו, שגם מן הצד האחר, הנקרא בלשון ארמית, סיטרא אחרא, גם מהחלק הרע והאפל של העולם, גם משם צריכה להתגלות האמת. זו התכלית, ולזה רצה הבורא העולם להגיע. So we have to bring out God even from the Ra, even from going against Hashem's will. We have to have Bechira, and we do the right thing Hashem's will is shown, and even from the Ra Hashem's will is shown. One is that people should be Omid B'Nisayon, Mimavatel the Ra, and then there's the when a person does the Ra and he gets his punishment. There's also a Gilui there, there's also a revelation there. If Adam Rishon would have been Omid B'Nisayon, he wouldn't have eaten from the listen to the snake. The Nachash would be Mizbatel, like what's going to happen at the end of days. Achen im nirtze lirot et hakoach sheya tzarich Adam Rishon kedei letgaber al hanisayon hazeh, harei sheefshar lirot zot bechol hanisyonot uvechol haisurim shekol haolam over. אדם הראשון היה צריך להרים לבדו את אותו מסע ולהתגבר על אותו מפתה ואז אם היה עומד בזה הוא היה עושה את מה שבורא העולם יעשה לעתיד לבוא כמו שכתוב בגמרא של עתיד לבוא מביאו הקדוש ברוך הוא ליצר רב ושוחתו אדם הראשון he had a rough job as we see in all the nisyonos that people are having to pass today אדם הראשון had that whole weight in his shoulders the heavy, heavy load. And had he won, he would have been mevatel the Yetzer, like it's going to happen at the end of days. And like we say in the Agadah Shel Pesach, V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shachad L'malach HaMavis, who's the Satan, who's the Yetzer. Adam Rishon was supposed to do that, but since he didn't, so we're still, Anachnu Ochlim Et Zeh, like they say in modern Hebrew. Hu Achal Et Zeh, V'Anachnu Ochlim Et Zeh. Right? We're still paying the price. עכשיו צריכים להבין, רצונו של הבורא העולם הוא להגיע לגילוי של ההודעה הצריכה לעלות מאלו שיהיו הכופרים הגדולים. היינו שממקור הכפירה עצמו, משם צריך שתעלה אותה הודעה, שהשקר יודע שהוא שקר. בשעה שהשקר מודה שהוא שקר, הרי שבזה הוא עושה את האמת לאמת. ובאופן הזה, האימות של האמת הוא חזק יותר. When the kfira, when the shaker, admits the MS, that's the strongest indication that the MS is MS, because even the Tzad HaRai, even the Tzad Shekeneged, even the other side is saying that it's true. כאשר עומד ניסיון לפני האדם, הרי כל אחד יודע היטב שהפיתוי מושג תמיד הרבה מעבר למה שהוא למעשה. הוא נראה הרבה יותר יפה ונעים. Everyone knows when you have a ניסיון, it looks much better than it actually is. Lamaisa. You look at that food, you say, oh, I have to eat that. Then you eat it, okay, it was all right. But, you know. a second on the lips and a lifetime on the hips. It just goes, and it was okay. But you think it's going to be much better than it is. A person wants to buy a car, he wants to buy a house, he thinks he'll be so happy when he gets it. He gets it. No. No, no. Misha mad b'niseyon be'emet harei sheze shakul mamash keneged ma sheyishalmu kol elu shelo amdu b'pitui. Misha mad b'pitui hu chazak koach be'ota mida she'elu shelo amdu b'ze צריכים לתקן זאת ביסורים שהם מקבלים. היסורים שהם מקבלים באים כדי להראות עד כמה הדבר שהם חשבו אינו נכון, ולגמרי חוץ למציאות האמיתית. So there are two options. There's either being Omei Benisayon, which is hard, but he did it, he did it. And then the other option is the Yisurim that one gets after he sins to show him that what he did was really the wrong thing. He thought it would be a good thing to be mispate, but in the end he sees that it's zeloze. Those are the two options, either the being misgabra al nisayon or the Yisurim. Now we can understand the answer that the Eov's friends gave him. למדנו כי כל מערכת הבריאה וכל התורה מתחלקת לשני חלקים. והנה החלקים של הדברים הגרועים עלי בדאמת הם מחוץ למציאות. אלא שאנו על ידי פיתוי יכולים לצרף עצמנו עליהם. But evil is not part of the real מציאות. It doesn't last. Evil, it just dissipates into nothingness. And just by doing the Avera, then we're mitzaref these bad things, we bring them to us. We create this mitzius of ra, which is really a nothing. Medrash says in Brachos Rabban and Aleph Gimel, "Ein ra liyored milamala." There's no ra that comes from above. When a person does evil, he gives the ra mitzius. Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents the person with this pitui, with this test, to see, are you going to be mitzaref, are you going to bring this evil and make it part of you? But it's not real. It's nothing. It's nonsense. It's hot air. But when a person does the ra, then he's mitzaref that ra and he makes it part of himself. By choosing ra, he creates ra. Because the Medrash says, ain ra yored milamala, which means that it's not a real mitzias. You just dissipate like smoke. But by doing the evil, then you give the evil a concrete reality. Chas v'shalom. V'hine, אם אנחנו רוצים להגיע לתכלית הרצויה, ששמו יתברך יתקדש ויתגדל מן הצד שכנגד, מן הסטרא אחרא, דהיינו מהצד המתנגד, התכלית הזאת מתקיימת רק אם הצד שכנגד הוא מתנגד באמת. The only way you can be mekayim this tachlis of Hashem's name being sanctified from the other side is if the other side is really a misnaget. First, let's explain the word sone. In the pasuk, "Kum Hashem ve'efutzu evecha v'anusu misanecha mipanecha," Rashi explains, "Ve'efutzu evecha mechunasim v'anusu misanecha ilu harodfim." So, oivim are those who are nearby, and they fight with each other. Something about the other one bothers them; they want to get rid of him. That's an oyev. Sone misanecha the rodfim, those who are far away. We find by Amalek, like it says in the Mechilta, and the pasuk Vayavar Amalek Vayelochem Yisrael Berfidim, Elu Merachkim Hem, Hayutzichem Lavor Kedei Lelochem BeYisrael, Hem Lo Ayu Zeh BeOlamo Hem Lo Ayu ba'olamo shel zel klal. Ba'isa beinayim shu nekudas chikuch. They were far away, those Amalekites, says the Medrash. And they had to come vayabo. They had to come and fight. That's the sinna. Even though they're far away, they still ran after us to get us. A sone is somebody, he hates him, not because of anything he did to him. There's no chibur. Just the fact that he exists already bothers him. And rabbis tell us a chiddush, and so it's written in the name of the Gra, that the gematria of the word sone, 357, is seven times Adom, which is 51. Such that Adom times seven is a sone. And it's known that the world, the natural world, is spread out in seven days of the week, etc. So Edom is the sone. Halacha be yadua she'esav sone li Yaakov. Esav cannot take the kiyum of Yaakov. All of Yaakov and Teva. That's what Edom fights against. B'chol ha'prisaba Teva. Teva is seven. So Edom is 51 times seven is sone. So Edom comes to sone and all seven levels, all of creation. Edom feels that he cannot live in the same world as Yaakov. And Oyev doesn't want to see his enemy. The Sone doesn't want his enemy to exist. Whether he sees him or not, he'll go to the other end of the world to find him. So now let's get back to our principles. That the person can never reach something le'olam lo yagia oto davar ratzui mevukash asher aborei rotze shu yale meyatzad shekineged v'ayinu shegam atzad ezeh yodeh. If he doesn't sone, the only way there's going to be true hoda in Hashem is when the other side is a sone. It's like you have two people, and one guy cannot take the other fact that he exists, even when he's not around, just to think he is in this world. That's a terrible sinna. And that's the Shevach of Hashem comes out from those people who are Sonim. And the Tachlis in this, the Kavana Pnimis B'Yoyser B'Oilam, Shemimenu Yiskadi Shem Shemayim, Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tachlis of this Sinna is the deeper intention of creation. God's name is going to be sanctified. We can almost say that this guy can say, this Sone can say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. And one day he's going to say it. The only thing is he's not going to want to. It's going to be Al Apo Bal Chamaso. But this Sone who can't take the existence of Klal Yisrael, he's going to be the one who's Modet Hashem in the end. Those Poshe Yisrael who fight so hard against Torah and Yerushimayim, in the end, they're going to be the ones admitting that there's God. And lo shemes v'saras soemes. Today we don't hear it. One day we're going to hear it. Gemara Darshan's in Erevin, the Pasuk in Tehillim. Ovri be'emek habocha mayan yeshisiyu gam brocha siyate moira. Gemara explains, Mila b'mila, ovri elu b'nei adam she'ovri ma'avetzano shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who are over on the will of God, that's ovri. The Amek, what's Amek? Shemamikim lam gehanim, deep gehanim. Habacha shebochim read the most kamayin shel shisin. They cry like this spring. And then gambracha siyatim morah, shitzmatzdikin aleim is hadin. Varma lefan of Ribbono Shalom, yafet dante, yafet zachit, yafet chiyavta, yafet tikant, yafet tikant gehanim l'rishayim gehanim l'tzadik. God, you were right. You judged me right. You were right to create gehanim, you were right to create Gan Eden. So from that bechi, that they're mashmiyans, they say, Yafidante, Yafizachit, you judged right, Hashem. You did the right thing with your Gehen, with your Gan Eden. So this Hodah is the Tachos HaMevukeshes. This Hodah is the goal. That even the Ra should see Hashem. Everybody should recognize Hashem. Lemase, acharei she'enoshut bachara b'ra, v'utpashet b'chol ha'olam kulo, ve'achshav hu yoter me'atov. Since that's the matzah, that there's more Ra, so the Kiddush Shem Shemayim is going to come from them. But they first have to say the opposite. The fact that they can't take Klal Yisrael, they can't take Hashem. That's a sod misod hateva. You see these people, they're atheists, their whole life they're going around proving to people there's no God. What are you getting from that? What good are you bringing people? You just prove to them, no. There's no purpose for life. It's all just a big mistake. And they write books. Okay, the people write books, make money off it. But so many people, they're so passionate about it. They can't take the fact that there's a God in this world. Somebody who chooses Ra gives a kiyum to the Ra. And he's memamesh this Ra in his existence. He gives his existence to be mekayim Ra. But ultimately it's going to be Kavod Shemayim. Because ultimately he's going to recognize Hashem. Even in those places where Kavod Shemayim is trampled, Hashem will be recognized. Kadosh Baruch Hu was a stakel b'arais of Ra'alma. The whole world exists in order to be Megala the Torah. כל העולם הזה, אם אנחנו רואים אותו נכון, כמו שעשה אברהם אבינו שלימד את התורה, למד את התורה מהעולם עצמו, אז הוא מגלה תורה. That's the depth of ההלכה בידוע שעשו סוני ליעקב. It's a din, it's a halacha. זה מימוש של התורה בפועל. That's the actualization of the Torah. The Torah is מחייב this. That עשו של סוני יעקב. That's the חלק הלויססי של התורה. אומר שמעלו תעשה או מהעונשים, דווקא משם. That's where Kavod Shemayim has to come out. This is the halach, this is the hug of the world. That there has to be a hater of Yaakov in order that ultimately it should be revealed. That even he should see, even he's going to say, Moshe Amis is Sarah Samis. That's the purpose. To go a little deeper. עומק הגילוי שיכול להגיע משם זה רק משום שהמציאות הזו שנמצאת בעולם בעצם קיומה אינה סובלת את הטוב. The only way that this ultimate good can come out is if that Metzius originally can't handle the fact that there's good in the world. The Nazis said about the Jews, we're the conscience of the world, we bring good into the world. They couldn't take all the good of the Jews. They hated that. They couldn't take our existence. Couldn't take the existence of Hashem Elokei Yisrael Emes. So this way, from the Tzad Hara, ultimately the good is going to come out. Even from those who deny, but their denial has to be 100%. It has to be with a passion. They have to write books about it. Against Hashem, against the Torah, they have to blaspheme with the worst, in the harshest way. That ultimately they're mode. So this is not teva. It's not part of the Metzius of Seder Olam. It's something charig. It's a halacha. Halacha means it's a mimush, it's an actualization of the Torah. That they have to hate. They can't take the existence of the Jewish people and of God. That ultimately they're mode. Like we say in the Tefillin Yom Narayim, V'yasu kol avadecha, V'yishmu rechokim v'yavol, V'yidnu lecha keser melucha. Those who are far away are going to come and give you a keser melucha. This keser can be given only by the rechokim. Those who are rechokim be'etzim, they can't be malar b'daitam that Hashem is kayim. And if they come close, they're going to go crazy. So dafka those are going to give Hashem his keser melucha. Those people. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, halacha biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov. Yaakov vinu zomen atori ishtam yoshev ohalim. Avram's chesed, Yisak's avoda. Yaakov zomen atorah, esav sonei liyakov. Torah is what מחייבת את השנאה הזו. השנאה שלו לתורה, התורה מחייבת אותו. And therefore it's a halacha, halacha l'maisa. And this whole sin is there in order that ultimately it should bring tremendous kavod shemayim. When we see this impossible phenomenon, this inexplicable phenomenon that has such tremendous power, we have to know there's a great kavod shemayim that's going to come out from this, this eternal hatred of God, the Torah, the Jewish people. And ultimately it says in the Navi that they're going to grab on to the garment of the Jew at the end of days and say, let me serve you. Things are going to be different at the end of days when there's this great Gilui Kavod Shemayim and everybody recognizes Hashem. So when Eov's friends came to him, Eov made this taina. It's not our fault, we don't have bechira. And the answer is, it is our fault. We do have bechira. And we just mess ourselves over by giving the ra kiyum, by following the ra. But that is a tachlis. The tachlis is the gili kvot shemayim, so we should be zoch bekarav for gili kvot shemayim ba'olam. V'yishmu rachokim v'yavov v'yitnu lucha keser melucha. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.